State Representative Mike Sparks is with us today talking about some of the new legislation this year in Tennessee. And one of the big issues that we've heard a lot about over the last couple of years, wine in grocery stores. Is that going to happen this year, you think?
Yes, Scott. Unfortunately, it is. You know, that's another hot topic in the state. Unfortunately, I'd rather talk about jobs and economic development and some other issues, but it's going to be an issue. And I think the votes are there to pass it. You know, I voted no last year, and I'll most likely vote no this year, but I try to keep an open mind. You know, I fought the liquor store vote in Smyrna about, 3 years in a row, both referendums a few years ago, and the second time, you know, obviously we lost because it's in Smyrna. And my issue is not so much against alcohol. My issue is those store owners, they're only allowed to sell have one market. Many people don't realize the state has imposed all these restrictions on them.
Talking about liquor stores.
Yes, the liquor stores. So these guys have went out and ladies have went out and invested many times their life savings in these stores, and they're small business owners. You may disagree that they're selling alcohol, but the point is, you know, the state is the one that's created this monopoly, if you want to call it a monopoly. But that's the state that they've went by those guidelines, and they poured a lot of their life savings and investment in these stores. And it's not truly a free market. If we really want to make it a free market, we go after the distributors. We go after all of it. And if you really want to go beyond that, free market would dictate that the stores would sell anything, whether it's Jack Daniels or other hard liquor. I mean, I'm not advocating for that by no means, but if we really want to argue free market, then that's a truly free market. It's not when you restrict someone to one store, there was a reason they done that, and they only have so many stores in Smyrna. Now we're going to let the Krogers and the big box retailers you know, kind of have their way, and it sounds good, but you got to remember, in my opinion, you're allowing alcohol more available to young teens, and liquor stores has a really strong, controlled, strict environment. You know, if a 16-year-old's walking around the store, that's a red flag. If a 16-year-old's walking around a Kroger, there's not a red flag.
So you're saying, unfortunately, this is probably going to happen because of two reasons. One, because liquor stores are so heavily, I guess, there's so many rules for a liquor store.
Highly regulated.
You say it's not fair for them.
No, it's not. It's not fair.
And then on top of that, you say it's a bad idea because you don't want extra alcohol in the store.
Yes. I mean, I think when we look at our prison population, for example, our prison budget has increased $46 million last year. And that was Governor Haslam telling me that. Much of that, 70 to maybe even 90%. You know, I just toured a CCA corrections facility in Nashville just last week. And I sat down with some female inmates, and I got to talk to them about why they're in there. What are they dealing with? Most of them are dealing with drug issues, prescription drug issues, and some alcoholism also. But I think we're living in some times that we don't really use some common sense and some wisdom, in my opinion. You know, we have these problems, and then we're going to allow more accessibility of alcohol. And then we've got, you know, the medical marijuana that someone's bringing up. It just seems like we're heading on a course with this country that is that makes me be very worried about the future of this nation, future of this state, because we're having costs that impact us, whether it's law enforcement or jails or theft or crime, dropout. There's so many correlations when it comes to drug use and alcoholism that we need to wake up to what's going on in this nation.
Again, State Representative Mike Sparks with us, and he says it looks like wine in grocery stores will likely happen this year.